If the weather is clear Friday, the city will sound storm sirens for its usual monthly test. But there will be a slight change, according to Dan White, the city's fire chief.
For several years, the alert sound of our siren and the all clear sound of our siren have basically been identical, with the only difference being that the alert sound was a 3-minute long steady blast and the all clear was a 45 second long steady blast. Some folks would have a difficult time differentiating what they were actually hearing, and it basically it took 45 seconds to be able to tell if it was an all clear or if it was an alert tone. So we felt that it would be advantageous to all of our residents to be able to change that all clear tone to something that more readily recognizable. So as of Friday, we will be changing that all clear tone from a steady 45 second blast to it will be more of an undulating up and down kind of sound. The company calls it a fast wail. Basically, the siren will go up and down several times for 45 seconds. So it should be a lot more recognizable for those listening for the all clear.
And I guess the confusion I can understand the confusion, because if the siren has gone off for 3 minutes to indicate that there is reason to take cover, and then you sound the all clear for 45 seconds, often when that all clear comes, when a tornado warning has expired or been canceled, the skies can still be somewhat intimidating. So it might be hard for someone during the real use of that siren to make out the difference.
Sure. I think that's a great example. Sometimes also people may actually not hear the first tone and then hear the second tone but not really know what it is they're listening to, or vice versa. If one night here recently, we had to blow our sirens twice. So we blew the 3-minute steady blast for a tornado warning, and then about an hour and a half later, we blew the all clear, and about an hour after that, we had to blow the alert again. So it can be kind of confusing unless they can more readily differentiate the tone. So we thought this would be a good change. The FEMA recommends the steady blast for the alert sound, and so we're going to stay with that, but we're going to change the all clear so people will be able to know better when it's time to come out of their shelter.
How does the operation, if there is a tornado warning, is there someone's hand that has to push a button to ignite the siren?
Well, I make the decision to actually sound the sirens by watching the weather, and to the National Weather Service. So I make that determination. When I do, I call our dispatch, which is located over at the police department in Bentonville, and they actually have a console there where they touch a series of buttons and set off the sirens.
Do you, and how many sirens, do you know off the top of your head, how many sirens you have in Bentonville?
I think we have about 16.
And it can be heard pretty much anywhere in the city limits.
Yes, yes. They're strategically placed all around town. And the type of siren we use is a kind of a mechanical motor-driven siren, which gives us a really good range from each siren. It basically turns on top of a pole and just puts out a really loud steady blast, but because it's a motorized type siren, it limits us on how we can vary that sound. And about the only thing we can do is give it a pattern of this up and down type sound, and that's really about all we can do with that. But it should be easily differentiated now.
And so on Friday afternoon, with weather permitting, the regularly scheduled test, you'll do the alert and then the all clear as a test?
That's correct.
So people can hear what the new all clear will sound like.
Exactly. We
Friday
have
afternoon.
Been planning to do this, but we didn't want to make the change until the people had a chance to hear it in test mode before an actual event.
All right. Chief Dan White, thank you very much for your time.
You bet. Thank you.
Dan White is the Bentonville Fire Chief. He spoke with me yesterday about the changes in the city's tornado sirens. The monthly test is scheduled for early Friday afternoon.